Welcome back to Songbook, everyone. My name is Alessandro, and this is the songwriting podcast where we go in-depth into the songwriting process of every one of my songs. So today we have a song called Blame. And before we talk about it, before we talk about the process that it took to write this song, let's play it for you. This is Blame. Feather at the window makes me know you've been around here. Never needed words though, know you made it out a long time ago. It's fused into your actions when you're angry at me for the small things. Where did the fun go? Went away when you knew you had to break my heart to be happy. Well, you can't blame places for the pieces of the puzzle that went missing a long time ago. You mix up the faces and the colors spread like paint that fall like tears from your eyes. Why didn't you tell me then? 'Cause now we lost our chance of being friends. Is it all a lie though? Do we really want to hold a friendship after all the pain and all the words that you've been spraying? Just don't know if I ever want to see your face again. 'Cause I love you, baby, but I don't like you right now. I love you, baby, but the fault was always ours. But you can't blame places for the pieces of the puzzle that went missing a long time ago. You mix up the faces and the colors spread like paint that fall like tears from your eyes. Why didn't you tell me then? Oh, why didn't you tell me then? 'Cause now we lost our chance. I can't say what the future holds when I'm practicing darts on your face. As those get bigger, my guilt just grows, and I blame myself and this place. Yeah, I blame myself and this place. Well, you can't blame places for the pieces of the puzzle that went missing a long time ago. You mix up the faces and the colors spread like paint that fall like tears from your eyes. Why didn't you tell me then? Oh, why didn't you tell me then? Yeah, why didn't you tell me then? 'Cause now I lost our chance being friends. So that is Blame. Okay, I've been holding on to this fact because I kind of wanted to get you through the song first, but this is quite honestly my least favorite song I've ever written. I don't know why, there's just something about the song that doesn't ring true for me. It doesn't even feel like a me song. It feels like I'm trying too hard and the words I can't even relate with because I don't even know what it really freaking means. That's basically where I sit with the song. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. I was even telling my girlfriend this morning. I was like, I really don't like this song, and I gotta do this podcast about this song. And she's like, why don't you just skip this song? And I just like, no, that's not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is to literally, potentially, have every single song that I've written on here. Well, every song that I've, like, completed. That's not, like, an unfinished sort of thing. And I feel like doing that, it creates this spread. So you can see good and bad. And I feel that that is genuinely the point of the podcast. So songs like this are kind of a blessing for the podcast because we can talk about the process of or and this song can be pretty much the thing that leads me to somewhere else. Anyway, let's get to why I don't like it. No, let's get to even further back than that, where I was when writing this. So this is the last song that I was writing in that KL hostel, and I finished it when I was in England just because I wanted to finish the song and get it out of the way. But basically, I remember sitting in the in a KL hostel in December, just starting with sort of similar to, if you know the song Blackbird, it has these chords. So I was using somewhat similar chords. I was using this one. So that's some of those chords within the Blackbird sort of chords structure. And similar to the song You Are, which is the second song on this podcast, there is a kinship to Blackbird, the song. But I was playing this over, and I thought that sounded very pop-like. And I'd just written a song called Release, which was... And that one's actually a really good pop sort of song. But this one I was writing at the same time, and I was like, okay, let's write some pop music. And I was also just trying to do some pop words, and it just falls flat for me. Like, I really, really don't like it. Like, feather at the window makes me know you're being around here. I never needed words, though. I know you wanted out a long time ago. And then it's like, you can't blame places for the pieces of the puzzle that went missing a long time ago. And you mix up their faces, and the colors spread like paint that fall like tears from her eyes. Like, what does that even mean, you know? Why didn't you tell me then? 'Cause now we lost our chance of being friends. I mean, like, come on. Oh, what an awful song. Ashamed to write it. And you know, I played it for other people and they're like, it's not that bad, but it's, I don't know, just for me it rings like I was trying too hard. And I think to some degree I was trying hard, you know. And I think this is what makes you learn, is you try really hard to write a song. And you know, like, the funny thing is, it actually, maybe the reason why I don't like it as much is because it really doesn't mean anything to me. Like, this song literally, there was no partner that I had that I lost of being friends because we were fighting too hard. Like, it's not real. And even in the bridge, I can't say what the future holds when I'm practicing darts on your face. I've never had anger that much at a partner. And I really just feel like as the holes get bigger, my guilt just grows and I blame myself in this place. It's like, what am I trying to say? Is it the place? You can't blame places for the pieces of the puzzle that we're missing long ago. It's like, is it us that's the problem? Or is it this person that's the problem? Or am I just blaming everyone? It just feels like this song has no coherency through it. And it annoys me about the song, but it also... I that's why I just don't play it. Like, I think that's the interesting thing about the song. It's just that it's not a good one. And I know I don't like it, you know, and I feel like this is the first song, at least in this podcast, which I have such a strong feeling about, you know, like this. But, I'm trying to be pop, you know? I think the melody line's quite nice. Like, it's not a bad melody line, so maybe, you know, I can cannibalize it later. Which has been an interesting thing, actually. I cannibalized my first song the other day, which was this song I was writing for a musical, which I decided not to continue the musical, and the chorus was way too theatrical, and so I decided to change the chorus, even though I'd really liked the chorus because it really fit within the musical. And then when I did that, I was like, oh, this provides something, a very interesting option for me going into the future. Basically, I can cannibalize the songs that I don't like. So if I really like this, I can pull the song later on into very different directions just because it's my song and I can do whatever the hell I want with it, really. And I think that's genuinely where I'm going to go with this song. Like, I... If I ever, if it ever sees the light of day outside of this podcast and the demo, it would literally just be because I've cannibalized it. Yep, I don't know. You can tell me what you think, and you can tell me if you like it or not. But I just really don't like the song. Like, and it's, as I talk about it more, I feel like the passion that I have for not liking the song goes stronger and stronger. So it's probably a better thing that I just wrap it up and tell you that, you know, here's a song I don't like. But yeah, I mean, okay, let me go deeper into that. Why don't I like this? Again, it's just because it's not me. It's not me. And I think that's where my songwriting really sits. You know, like, if I have a song like I had, the last song that I had was A Little Life, which was this little song which was just beautiful because it was... You and I, we build our dreams one little brick at a time. Every single memory captured in the things that we buy. But you can never steal the things that make you whole in your life. Why would I try when I have you by my side? So I can write a song like that, right? Which is the song that really means something to me. Really actually almost, you know, while I was writing it makes me want to cry. I can write songs like Johannesburg Won't Be the Same, which was just... not one of my favorite songs, but it means something to me. It was about my dad, you know? First song I wrote after he passed. It's always the best part of the trip. When I saw you smiling at the arrival hall. Johannesburg won't be the same again. Won't be the same again. So I can write a song like that, right? Which I don't think is... which I actually think the melody lines might be worse than the song Blame. But it means something to me. It means something to me. It actually, there's a point within my heart where I can actually also sing this and with joy. Yeah, but if it doesn't mean anything to me, what's the point? And I think that's something I'm learning about myself as an artist. It's that, you know, I can write songs and, you know, I could write songs for other people, but that's not where I get my joy. I get my joy in actually really expressing how I feel. I write my joy in actually... using my songs as not only therapy, but using my songs as something to express proper emotion. Use my songs as something to make you feel. And I do that by being genuine and honest. And I genuinely think that that's my strength in writing. I mean, I can write great melody lines and things like that. And maybe I could sell a song like this. But if I don't believe in what I say, what's the point? What's the point? The other thing is it makes you a better songwriter as well to write these songs and keep moving on. Yeah. Anyway, that is the song called Blame. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. I do have this demo up on SoundCloud. You do not have to listen to it because I don't really care about this song. Nonetheless, if you want to support, the best way is to share, like, subscribe, whatever platform you're on, do the thing that's going to push this content further on that platform. And if you do that, I would be eternally grateful. Thank you so much for listening today. Here is the demo of Blame, and I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are. Feather at the window makes me know you've been around here. You never needed words though. Know you wanted out a long time ago. Excuse into your actions. You're angry at me for the small things. Where did the fun go? Went away when you knew you had to break my heart to be happy. Well, you can't blame places for the pieces of the puzzle they went missing a long time ago. You mix up their faces and the colors spread like paint that fall like tears from your eyes. Why didn't you tell me then? 'Cause now we lost our chance of being friends. Is it all a lie though? Do we really want to hold a friendship after all the pain and all the words that you've been spraying? I just don't know if I ever want to see your face again. 'Cause I love you, baby, but I don't like you right now. Yeah, I love you, baby, but the fault was always ours.
You can't blame places for the pieces of the puzzle they went missing a long time ago. You mix up their faces and the colors spread like paint that fall like tears from your eyes. Why didn't you tell me then? 'Cause now we lost our chance. Well, I can't say what the future holds when I'm practicing darts on your face. As the holes get bigger, my guilt just grows, and I blame myself in this place. Yeah, I blame myself in this place. Well, I can't blame places for the pieces of the puzzle they went missing a long time ago. I mix up their faces and the colors spread like paint that fall like tears from my eyes. Why didn't you tell me then? Why didn't I tell you then? Why didn't you tell me then? 'Cause now we lost our chance.